Philip Stamper Pierre, Cadiz, George Care, today's date is 04/03/2023. Dictation is 4. Michelle McGee. McGee spells M-G. Correction, M-C-G-E-E. Michelle spells M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E. Date of birth is 1/23/1978. This is a 45-year-old female. Here with pain and pressure behind her eyes and frontal sinuses region, period. Patient said this has been going on for almost 11 days, but it's gotten worse in the last 2 or 3 days. She said she came in now because she's having green discharge and is getting congested. She described pain as pressure-like, worse with leaning forward. It says she has a history of sinus infection and symptoms are similar, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication analogies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. Patient reports denies neck pain. Reports productive cough, green sputum. Next paragraph. Patient reports sore throat and painful swallowing, period. She denies neck pain or stiff neck, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication analogies were review and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert, oriented, obese young lady. In mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 99% at room air. Blood pressure 113/71. Pulse 83. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.7. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Nose congested with green discharge. Erythematous and edematous turbinates. Period. Next paragraph. Face 10. The maxillary and frontal sinuses. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, poor inspiratory and expiratory effort. No use of accessory muscles, no paradoxical motion. No respiratory distress, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. No peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, mucosa, papules, no vesicles or bullae, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen, distended secondary to obesity. No guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort to range of motion. She bears weight well with no anthalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute sinusitis. Number 2, acute rhinitis. Number 3, acute bronchitis. Next paragraph. Patient received the following in the clinic today. Rocephin, 1 gram IM. Next medication, dexamethasone, 10 milligrams IM. She was observed in the clinic for an additional 20 minutes or so. Then reevaluated. On reevaluation, she reports no side effects from medication. She said she's beginning to feel a little better. Was comfortable being discharged, period. She was advised to increase fluids, to avoid sugary beverages, to come back to the clinic if worse, to go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed, period. Patient was sent home with the following medication. 1 draspirenone/ethanyl estradiol, 20 micrograms, 1 PO daily for 30 days, number 30 with 2 refills. She was advised to take this medication on the first day of her menstrual period or on the first Sunday after her menstrual period. Next medication, ProAir MDI, 2 puffs TIDPRN for cough, wheezing. Number 1 with 2 refills. Next medication, amoxicillin, 875 milligrams. She will take 1 POBID for 10 days. Number 20. Next medication, Diflucan, 150 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 1 day. Number 1, this is to, in event she gets a yeast infection from taking the antibiotics. She was advised not to take it unless she has signs and symptoms of a yeast infection. she indicated that she does have yeast infections whenever she takes antibiotics. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.